Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Thanks for joining us for Day 11 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Walking Like Jesus. John Eldredge said, "Only by walking with God can we hope to find the path that leads to life. That's what it means to be a disciple. After all, aren't we followers of Christ? Then, by all means, let's actually follow Him. Not ideas about Him, not just His principles. Let's follow Him." Our text today is 1 John 2:6. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way in which He walked. In this verse of Scripture, John describes the close relationship between God and believers with the phrase, "abides in Him." John's letter picks up on the same terminology of abiding used in Jesus' words in His Gospel. Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 4 through 7 reads, "Abide in Me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in Me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in Me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from Me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in Me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 21 through 23 reads, "That they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in Me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent Me. The glory that you have given Me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them, and you in Me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent Me and loved them even as you loved Me." The Greek word for abide is meno. This word means to remain or stay, to continue to exist by persisting. When we continue steadfast in our relationship with Jesus, we can know we are living in Him. As a branch remains connected to a tree, we are to stay attached to Jesus Christ. If the branch is severed from the tree, it will eventually die. In the same way, our abundant life is tied to our connection with our Savior and Sustainer. Abiding in Jesus leads to a life that looks like Jesus. Imitating Jesus results from a life that is intimately connected to Jesus. When a child greatly resembles one of their parents, we say, "The apple doesn't fall far from the tree." Likewise, when we are connected to the vine of Jesus Christ, the fruit doesn't fall too far from the root. The fruit of our lives will resemble the character of Christ if we abide in Him. The more we mature in our walk with Jesus, the greater our resemblance should be to our Heavenly Father. Ponder these questions. How does abiding in Christ translate into imitating Him? What are your thoughts on Spurgeon's statement found below? Faith and obedience are bound up in the same bundle. He that obeys God trusts God, and he that trusts God obeys God. Erwin Lutzer said, "God has a program of character development for each of us. He wants others to look at our lives and say, 'He walks with God, for he lives like Christ.'" How is Lutzer's statement consistent with 1 John 2:6? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.